Hi, I'm Dr. Arthur Smith of the Seligman Medical Institute, or SMI, the foundation sponsoring this MindBody podcast series. SMI is devoted to research in mind-body medicine and specifically evaluating the tension myositis syndrome, or TMS. This diagnosis for back pain and other disorders was first described by Dr. John Sarno, who has authored several books on this subject. TMS is a diagnosis that connects the mind and body in chronic pain. Please note that TMS can only be definitively diagnosed by a qualified physician. This podcast is not intended to serve as a substitute for proper medical advice or treatment. Our subject today is diagnosing and successfully treating chronic back pain with a unique diagnosis treatment approach. I'm Dr. Art Smith, and I'm here today with Dr. David Schechter to discuss back pain. We're with the Seligman Medical Institute, a nonprofit foundation dedicated to research and education in mind-body interventions for back pain and other disorders, with an emphasis on tension myositis syndrome. Dr. Schechter is the principal investigator for the foundation. I am the foundation coordinator. He is also a physician in private practice in Los Angeles who specializes in the treatment of back pain. Dr. Schechter, if I have back pain, how do I know if a mind-body diagnosis like TMS is appropriate?
Art, that's a good question. For acute pain, meaning pain that's lasted less than a couple of months, it's very appropriate to consider conventional and alternative approaches such as stretching, exercises, massage, physical therapy, chiropractic, acupuncture, Pilates, and yoga. The problem becomes some people's pain doesn't get better. And in some of these cases, when they have imaging such as x-rays and MRI scans, there isn't that much found on these studies to truly explain the pain. If you combine the failure to respond to conventional approaches, limited abnormalities on x-ray, and a personality type, someone who's very self-critical, perfectionistic, responsible, hard on themselves, this individual is a setup to actually be suffering from tension myositis syndrome, or as I sometimes call it, distraction pain syndrome. Pain that serves as a distraction from psychological issues.
So, how do you diagnose this TMS?
Art, TMS is a clinical diagnosis. There's no specific lab test, x-ray at this time, that's available to diagnose TMS. On our research side, we're attempting to look at some brain scanning that may eventually be able to show us minor changes in the brain that could be the trigger for the physical pain of TMS. Right now, we diagnose TMS by the combination of a very careful history, looking into the onset of the pain, perhaps there was a connection with emotional trauma at that time, talking to people about their personality characteristics, seeing if the pain improves on vacation or when they're distracted, and we do a careful physical exam, looking for any neurological deficits or abnormalities, focusing on some tender point areas that are typical with this condition. In addition, I carefully review imaging to make sure there isn't a structural explanation for the pain. All of these factors taken together allow me to make a clinical diagnosis of tension myositis syndrome.
So, how does this diagnosis differ from conventional and alternative approaches to back pain?
Art, both conventional and alternative approaches ultimately look at back pain as a problem of the spine and related structures. Tension myositis syndrome takes a broader perspective. By definition, the pain is ultimately triggered by emotional issues, both physical changes in the muscles, nerves, and ligaments of the back, and subsequently with pain in these areas. So the pain is physical, but the ultimate cause is psychological, emotional. It's in the central nervous system.
So are you saying that if I have TMS, that means my pain is really all in my head? Back pain sure feels like it's in my back. What am I, crazy or something?
Art, I don't think you're crazy. But I will say that back pain is ultimately experienced in your head, meaning that if a person was unconscious, they would not be feeling pain. The central nervous system, the brain, processes signals from all over the body. It also sends signals from the brain through the spinal cord into other regions of the body. And the problem with TMS may be triggered by emotions, but it leads to physical pain, not imaginary pain, in your back, neck, and other parts of your body.
So, if you determine that I have TMS, what's the treatment?
Since TMS is not a structural or physical problem per se, the treatment is not physically based. It's educational and psychological. And learning about this condition through reading, audio tapes, CDs, etc., is a crucial part of the treatment. Psychological components of the treatment, such as keeping a daily journal of emotions, or in some cases seeing a psychologist, are also important features of the treatment program.
So how do I know if this treatment is working? Could it, like some medications, take some time to have any effect?
Well, the treatment for tension myositis syndrome, a condition that often causes chronic pain, can take a period of time to work. It does not work overnight, does not work immediately, such as a painkiller might provide temporary relief immediately. The treatment can take weeks, it can take months. But the good news is it's non-invasive, it's non-pharmacological, there are no medications typically involved. And a person actually has the chance to learn quite a bit about themselves from the standpoint of introspection and growth as a result of treating their back pain, which is certainly not true of other approaches to pain treatment.
Dr. Dave, a few seconds ago, I heard you also call it distraction pain syndrome, or DPS. Why do you also call it that?
Conceptually, we think of the problem of tension myositis syndrome as being pain that is created, if you will, and serves as a distraction from emotional issues that an individual is having a hard time acknowledging or may not be aware of and expressing, but in fact holding within and repressing, as the terminology goes. So we feel that the term distraction pain syndrome is a good general term for the condition. And tension myositis syndrome can sometimes confuse people because it's referring to muscle and emotional tension and pain in the muscles. But the term tension myositis can confuse people because ITIS or itis often means inflammation, and there actually is no inflammation in this disorder.
Well, Dr. Dave, I think this is a good start. You've sure given me something to think about. Future podcasts will discuss this subject in more depth. Some examples are the use of journaling in treating TMS, how to integrate TMS with other treatments, specific psychological techniques for treating TMS, and more. Please stay tuned. This is Dr. Art Smith.
And this is Dr. David Schechter.
Saying thank you for your interest in this exciting mind-body approach to treating pain. For more information, please visit the Seligman Medical Institute website at www.smi-mindbodyresearch.org. Dr. Schechter's site is www.mindbodymedicine.com, and you can also visit my site at www.noetichealth.com. Thank you.